The New Orleans Saints beat the hated rival Atlanta Falcons 31-17 this past Thursday on Thanksgiving night in the Superdome. Another Thursday night game coming up this week against the Dallas Cowboys. And joining us to talk about both of those now is Saints Executive Vice President and General Manager Mickey Loomis. Mickey, thanks for joining us tonight.
Good to be with you, Zach and Bobby. Man, these Thursday night games are killing you guys because you get stuck with me.
we'll rename the show next week the General Manager Show.
Yeah,
with Mickey Loomis.
That's yeah, right.
We'll have to redo some
promos. I won't be with you next week. You'll be back to having the coach.
Well, Mickey, thanks for joining us. And you know, this past week the Saints get their second win in the NFC South against the Atlanta Falcons on Thanksgiving night. And obviously those Thursday night games, and that one more so than this one. This one coming on a full-length week, although shortened for what you usually get after a Thursday game. But this past week, Thursday game, quick turnaround for you guys. Talk a little bit about how Coach Payton handled that, the schedule, what the practices looked like last week leading into that game.
Yeah, look, that's man, those games, obviously, Zach, you know this, they're tough on players because of the turnaround time and the recovery period that you have from the previous game. So it's tough on them physically. It's really tough on our coaches, too, because they've got to squeeze basically four nights of game planning in a night and a half, effectively. And it's particularly tough when you go on the road. We haven't had a lot of these Thursday night games at our place, so it was good to have one. But, man, it's really a credit to our coaches and players to handle that that turnaround time, you know, without complaint, and they did a great job. You know, we had a great game plan, and our players executed it really well. And you know, another thing too. Look, I was really proud of the turnout and the enthusiasm of our crowd on a Thanksgiving night. You know, first time we've had that in New Orleans, and man, I think we did it proud.
And, you know, Mickey, when I look at this and, you know, everyone, you break down the percentages when you got to travel on the road to play a Thursday night game. And I thought this was significant. When you look at it, we played 13 all times games on Thursday night, and we're now 7-6, so we're above 500. But like you brought up, you look at those 13 contests, only four were at home, and we still have a winning record. So, I look how well we've traveled on Thursday night, and obviously you said a different animal. You playing Thanksgiving night and how the fans responded. And, you know, we jumped all over the Falcons and kind of set the tone from the get-go. But I thought it was interesting that if you look at it, and this will definitely get the crowd involved, you know, when you're playing at home, that the defense recorded a season-high four turnovers, four takeaways, and a season-high six sacks. And looking at those turnovers, getting takeaways in the red zone. I know Sean was talking about, boy, we need to be a little more stout in the red zone defense. You know, whether you're giving up yards, can you force field goals or take it away? Well, that was the perfect poster child, what we did against Atlanta, considering they might have had success, but they didn't get an end zone. We were able to take it away.
Yeah, it was. You're exactly right on with that, Bobby. You know, it's interesting because if you just looked at the numbers of this game afterwards, there's a lot of things in here that you would say, well, Atlanta must have won. I mean, they had total yards. They had 366 compared to our 312. They had 14 more plays in the game than we had. They had 340 yards passing to our 162. And they had, you know, they beat right. us in the time of possession, 31 minutes to 29 minutes. And the third down numbers were good, but they were 4-6 on fourth down. So you just look at those kinds of numbers in a typical game, and you would say, well, man, Atlanta won that game. But the reality of it is that the game wasn't really even close after the second quarter. And the story of the game is three things. I think it was our rushing and our ability to stop the run. You know, we had 150 yards rushing, and they had 26. And, you know, you already mentioned that we gave up two sacks, but they gave up six. We had six sacks. That was big. And then we had, obviously, the four takeaways, three fumbles, an interception. And really, I feel like we had five takeaways because we stopped them on a fourth down and had them turn the ball over at midfield on a fourth down play. So that was really, you know, five different times where we turned the ball over on them, and it either stopped them from scoring or put us in a great position to score. And it was great to see the defense play like that. I think when you create turnovers and you make big plays, that builds confidence, and you can see that growing in our defense.
And, you know, Mickey, you bring up, those six sacks that we had. And I can tell you next year, now you don't want to look into next year, but I'm just telling you, put this in your notepad. Just make a note of this, that the bottom line is when we sack Matt Ryan, we win. The three games that we lost, you think about it, we had three sacks. And then you look at, four sacks. Four sacks in the last three wins by Atlanta. In the last five wins, we've had 20. So we just get after Matt Ryan. We're winning. I mean, you got to be proud of the defense and how they brought it. Look at Sheldon Rankins, what he's done from the interior. Cam Jordan's been a first ballot Hall of Famer against Atlanta. I know you know this. He has gotten after Matt Ryan. And look, Davenport getting back in the mix, his involvement. So you got to be encouraged right there how we can affect the opposing quarterback. And we need to do that come Thursday night against Dak Prescott, who is the most sacked quarterback in the NFL, being sacked 39 times so far this season.
Yeah, look, you know, what you said is right. I think I'm proud, too, of – look, I think we're playing good football on all three levels. And obviously you mentioned Sheldon and Cam, and all of the front four have contributed, Davenport, David Onyemata. But we're getting some, you know, big plays made by A.J. Klein and Alex Anzalone, and DeMario Davis has played fantastic this year for us. And our back-end guys are playing well. So, we're making plays on all three levels, and that's encouraging.
Mickey, we want to thank you so much for being with us tonight. I know you guys, kind of an off schedule for you guys, and looking forward to seeing the game on Thursday night. But thanks again for being with us.
You bet. Thank you, guys, and we'll see you Thursday.
All right, Mickey.